people at work, even as the advancement of African-American leaders remains painfully slow. How are we to make sense of these swirling, contradictory changes? Is the practice of management improving faster than ever, or is it stuck in neutral? A few weeks after we met, the coronavirus went worldwide. In what felt like an instant, all our notions about the pace of change and our predictions for the year 2021 were obliterated. As of this writing, the world is many weeks into the first global pandemic lockdown. It's uncertain how much of this newly remote way of life is a passing moment and how much is the beginning of a new normal. Today, parts of China, Europe, and the United States are beginning to ease restrictions, and we're looking ahead to the coming days with a mix of hope and fear. Throughout, HBR's role has held steady. Our mission, to improve the practice of management in a changing world, remains urgent. In recent weeks, some forward-looking companies have shifted away from immediate crisis management and begun to reorganize for resilience and innovation in a time dominated by a desolate economic outlook, new habits, and employees who are hurting deeply. Effective management is needed more than ever to balance the existential imperatives of today with leadership for the long term. Many pieces in this collection take on new meaning when seen through the lens of the pandemic. Cross-silo collaboration will be necessary not just to reinvent your own company, but to lead the promising and innovative projects that will help the world rebound. Effective feedback and coaching become more challenging when workers are remote, lonely, and on the verge of burnout. Diversity and inclusion, along with fair hiring practices, are all the more pressing when so many jobs are at risk. The challenges faced by dual career couples and working parents become clearer every time a video meeting is interrupted by a Zoom bombing toddler. Meanwhile, the other starkly urgent issue of our time, climate change, looms larger than ever. If the pandemic has one positive outcome, it's the growth of our capacity to imagine what a collective disaster looks like. The veneer of invincibility on industry and humanity has dissolved. COVID-19 has put the consequences of inaction in plain sight and demonstrated that preventable yet irreparable damage can occur in days. We hope that business will be inspired to take brave action now on climate. This book, our final selection of articles from the pre-pandemic era, points to a world ready for great change, yet stuck in old habits and paradigms. The best HBR articles are enduring. As you go through them, listen for practices that will help your business survive the crisis and reach new heights tomorrow. For years, managers have been encouraged to give candid feedback on just about everything workers do. But as Marcus Buckingham and Ashley Goodall argue in The Feedback Fallacy, that doesn't actually help employees thrive, because identifying failure and telling people how to correct it will never produce great performance. Instead, when managers see a great outcome, they should acknowledge the person who created it and share their impression of why it was a success. That fosters learning by showing what we're doing well. This was one of HBR's most popular and widely debated articles in many years. Promising innovation and business opportunities require collaboration among functions, offices, and organizations. To realize them, companies must get people working together across boundaries. But that's a challenge for many leaders. Cross-Silo Leadership by Tiziana Cacharo, Amy C. Edmondson, and Sujin Jang explores the activities leaders can support to promote horizontal teamwork in their companies and help employees connect with and learn from people who think very differently from them. At most large U.S. and multinational enterprises, diversity and inclusion have become imperatives, but the progress of